Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I take it as a given that American women have more rights and opportunities than women in any other country. Even Alexis de Tocqueville, as long ago as the 1830s, wrote, "If I were asked, now that I am drawing to the close of this work, in which I have spoken of so many important things done by the Americans, to what the singular prosperity and growing strength of that people ought mainly to be attributed, I reply, to the superiority of their women." Now, we hope that rising expectations of women will bring enlightenment in other nations about women's equal worth. While we commend private groups and churches that labor toward this end, it is not clear that our government has either the constitutional authority or the wisdom to promote gender equality in the Middle East. Equality for women in the Middle East appears to be moving in the direction of inducing young women to imitate the foolish and dangerous career choice of men who become suicide bombers. Dozens of women have killed themselves as suicide bombers in various Middle Eastern countries. In one case, an Iraqi woman tried to blow herself up during a hotel wedding reception, but the explosives concealed under her dress failed to detonate. Some suggest that the desire to become a martyr comes from the marginalization of women in Arab society. But others argue that female suicide bombers are a sign of the rising status of women in Arab culture. Perhaps this perverted theory stems from the feminist ideology that cheers the deaths, the amputations, and the agonies of American female soldiers now fighting in Iraq because their experiences represent career advancement for women and an end to gender stereotypes. The same feminists who promote sending American women into military combat to fight against enemy men are trying to establish the theory that American men are naturally batterers of women and that women are naturally victims. Feminist doctrine is just out of touch with reality.
For more about feminism and its impact on television, newspapers, education, laws, and our entire culture, and for more on Phyllis Schlafly's book, Feminist Fantasies, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for our free information packet on feminism. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says he doesn't think so. Therefore, he's probably not.
I should feel good.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor, some common sense points of view. Well, people, there's still a lot of controversy over this animal ID thing. I know we're sounding like a broken record, but folks, it's going to happen one way or the other, and we need to do everything we can to enlighten the people as to what's going on. And a lot of people have become enlightened. I see in the state of Maine. In Maine, a recent legislative proposal to establish a statewide program to be called IDME was watered down so much that it simply directs the State Department of Agriculture to sit back and wait. In other words, they're not going to pass a state animal identification plan. Now, in Missouri, the House, House Resolution number 33, and I don't have a copy of it, but it opposes the animal identification plan. In Missouri, the Senate passed Senate Resolution number 31, which it only says they want to keep it voluntary. Now, for whatever it's worth, voluntary in today's lingo with the politically correct elite crowd means mandatory. Same as that. We can talk about all of the different programs that government has come up with that were not mandatory in the first place. They were voluntary. And then once it gets rolling, it becomes mandatory. So here are two states already that have said they're not going to go along with this plan. We also know that in Texas now, they're having another look at the Texas animal. And I don't remember the exact name of their committee, but it was the Animal Health Committee there in Texas. But there's a group there now that are very seriously about just disbanding the entire operation. I'm not talking about animal ID. I'm talking about the committee that does the planning for this animal health program. So the overall picture here is that, hey, people are beginning to wake up. Now, let me tell you again why. Well, all right, let me back up. I have a fella call me, and he said, we were talking about Farm Bureau and how Farm Bureau is backing this thing. Now, Farm Bureau, the best I understand, and I've not really discussed it with any members of Farm Bureau, but they have a program for the software of this. Is one reason they're pushing it. They're going to plan on making a little money out of the deal. But I said, I can't believe that Farm Bureau, supposedly to be, you know, for the farmers, particularly the small farmer, not the mega national corporate operations, that could possibly be behind this thing. So a listener, and then there in Illinois, got in touch with Bruce Stewart. He's in Lawrenceville, Illinois, and he said he wrote him a letter, and I have a copy of the letter here. Bruce is the listener. Okay, Bradley D. Conant. Conant is the manager of the Lawrence County Farm Bureau. You're right, Jeff. Thanks for the help. I need all the help I can get, particularly since we're down here in the dungeon. Where are all the people today? For the last 2 days we've been here, there's been a steady parade of people, and I don't know whether...
It's Secretary's Day. They all have the day off. This building
is... that's right.
This building is full of secretaries.
And they're gone.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought about that. You know, Jeff and I were going to take Beth out to Secretary's today, and we have a nice little restaurant where we go, and we take folks that are good to us, and... The place is kind of hard to find. It's a very, very nice place.
The Steinhaus.
Ooh. I wasn't going to mention names, but we'll give old Helmut. Hey. We'll give Helmut a plug.
You betcha.
Helmut is, what I want to say, a legal immigrant. He was raised in Germany, and he does German food and German wine the whole bit. But he was raised right on the, not on it, obviously, but very close to the Berlin Wall. And he was very close to Checkpoint Charlie. He said, and he was a little kid, a lot of times they'd wake up at night and you'd hear gunshots where they were shooting someone that was trying to come through the checkpoint. But anyway, Beth said, you think I ought to call out there? I said, oh, I wouldn't think so, but let's do it anyway. She called and said, hey, we're booked up. Can't get in because it's Secretary's Day. But that's fine. Let everybody else go today. We'll take Beth to lunch on another day. And we'll go out to Checkpoint Charlie's place and eat some German food. Anyhow, see, I was raised on German food. My parents and a lot of the people in my neighborhood were all German. So, hey, I know all about Lebkuchens and sauerkraut and stuff. But now, let's go.
The only thing I know about German food is when my mother made sauerkraut, she also made mashed potatoes. And I'm told that's a German thing. Is that a German thing?
I don't know. But okay. You take sauerkraut and you mess it up into mashed potatoes.
Well, you betcha, yeah.
All right. Now let's go back to Farm Bureau here, and Farm Bureau is pushing this animal ID thing. I mean, pushing hard on it. So Bradley D. Conant, Conant, manager of Lawrence County Farm Bureau in Illinois, wrote Mr. Sturt, and he said, I wanted to take the time to follow up on our previous correspondence regarding the National Animal Identification System. There has been considerable discussion about the development of the National Animal Identification System. And I think that word development, we need to concentrate on that, because I want to go back to this thing as to how it really was developed. Anyhow, the Illinois Farm Bureau has been very busy, has been a very strong supporter of the development of the NAIS. People, they have nothing to do with the development of this thing, and we'll go into that later. And has worked to ensure producer involvement, confidentiality, and minimal negative economic impact to livestock producers. Much of the misinformation is coming in the forms of inaccurate websites, erroneous emails, and sensationalist broadcasters. I guess I'm one of them, their kind. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we have returned. Now, this is a letter from Lawrence County Farm Bureau in Illinois to one of our listeners. And he's talking about how there's so much misinformation out there concerning this animal identification program. And people, the misinformation is coming from the United States Department of Agriculture. First of all, right off the bat, they say it's voluntary. But if you go back and you read their strategic plan, it says right in there in black and white, it ain't voluntary. By the year 2009, it's going to be mandatory. So how can you say it's voluntary if it's mandatory? All right, that's just one. But let's move along here. But this misinformation is coming in the forms of inaccurate websites, erroneous emails, and sensationalist broadcasters, okay? Well, praise the Lord, there's some of us out here that are sensational enough to get the truth out. We've also, and he goes on to say, that we need to check out the website. Well, the website he gives is the animalagriculture.org, N-A-I-S thing, that comes from the Department of Agriculture, which is full of misinformation. Now, he said he's also enclosed some information from this site. It presents the facts of NAIS and does an excellent job dispelling the myths being circulated. Now, right off the bat, when we started looking at this particular letter, he was talking about how the development of this thing took place. And I want to go back and discuss that with you. I went into a lot of detail on that some weeks ago, but for the past 2 days, I've been going over these international documents, and you can see right off the bat that it is. Thank you, Beth. Oh my goodness, you brought everything, but that's good. It'll be in some of this stuff. Okay, it's not. Beth, it isn't. It. I'll have to wait till the next 3-minute commercial break and run up. It might be on the telephone. I mean, on the typewriter. I don't know what I did with it. But anyhow, It had to do with a couple of letters that I got today on Animal ID, and I wasn't really going to talk about Animal ID until I got down here and I saw this letter talking about all this misinformation. Now, as I have tried to tell my people, my listeners, over the last decade, I guess, that these things that are happening here in the United States, and we're seeing it begin to snowball, what took years to advance some years, a decade or two ago, happens overnight almost now. For example, the Patriot Bill. For example, how these sustainable communities are being handled, and how the highway funds in the states are being used not to build roads, but to build bicycle trails, and all this is happening not only here in the United States, it's happening in Europe, it's happening in Australia, it's happening in New Zealand. Whether it be gun control, whether it be national ID, it doesn't make any difference. This is all coming down from the top. Not the top in Washington, D.C., but the top behind the world bankers. And I want to explain this to you because we have the facts and the figures right here. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British Sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British Sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898 or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome. Now, let's go back to the beginning here as to this national identification system. As we have mentioned several times before, Australia already has it. They're finding it is a bondugel down there. The European Union has the system. It is in operation at the present time. Kansas has a system. A national animal ID. Canada has a system of national animal ID. So these other countries all decided to do this at once. Now, here is the reason why. The World Trade Organization, and you see, you don't get to vote on the World Trade Organization, all right? The World Trade Organization reached an agreement among these participating countries several years ago. The meeting was held in Uruguay. It was called the Sanitary and the Phytosanitary, and we're going to call that the SPS from now on, and Technical Barriers to Trade And we're going to call that the TBT agreements. Okay, so we've got these two agreements that were reached in at the World Trade Organization meeting in Uruguay. The SPS and the TBT, okay? The SPS agrees that each member country can make regulations that must be met by other member countries. Now, did you get that? Any member country can make regulations. And when they do, these regulations must be met by everybody that's involved in this thing. If the other countries are going to trade in agricultural goods with each other. Okay? Now, these regulations must be in the interest of the country making the regulations to protect that country from diseases, pests, perceived health dangers. The TBT says developed countries must help the less developed countries advance technology in order to trade with the other member countries. This is all about international trade between these countries that have signed this agreement, the TBT and the SPS agreements, which is part of the WTO, the World Trade Organization. Are you with me? The OIE, I'm going to throw that one at you. And I don't know why they call it the OIE, because those are not the letters that are involved. But it is a World Animal Health Organization. It's similar to the USDA, but on a global scale. In other words, it would be a global Department of Agriculture. They call it the OIE, and it's a World Animal Health Organization, all right? Now, the OIE is not part of the United Nations. It is independent, but it works very closely with the Food and Agricultural Organization, which is the United Nations, and the Codex Alimentarius, both of which are tied directly to the United Nations. So for practical purposes, you can say the OIE, this Animal World Health Organization, is part of the United Nations, although it's not. Does that make sense? It is involved with the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization, which is part of the United Nations, and the Codex Alimentarius, which is part of the United Nations. All right. Now, Codex may be compared to our Food and Drug Administration, which is the FDA, okay, on a global basis. See, our FDA just controls what goes into foods and drugs here in the United States. Codex does it on a worldwide basis, part of the United Nations. They're tied directly into the United Nations. Codex is. Now, go back to this OIE. It's the World Animal Health Organization, and it has a publication, and you can get it online. We have it. It's the Terrestrial Animal Health Standards Commission. It goes by the term TAHSC. And it contains information regarding traceability, product tracing, and codex standards. All right? Again, going back to the United Nations. Now, page 41 of these standards states, there is a critical relationship between animal identification and the traceability of animal products. Animal identification and traceability are key tools for animal health and food safety. Then this publication relates to vaccination programs, herd and flock management, zoning, surveillance, early response, and animal movement and health measures and other in order to facilitate trade. Now, do you remember seeing anything like that in these programs that are coming up here in the United States as far as animal ID is concerned? See, they've got to go along with this. Authority in partnership with relevant government agencies and the private sector should establish a legal framework. Are you ready? We're going to establish a legal framework for the implementation and enforcement of animal identification and animal traceability in the country. Doesn't make any difference what country. It's any country that has signed these documents. Now, I hear music in the background. We're going to take a break. But stand by, because this stuff is not being It is coming from Washington, but it is dictated to us from these international treaties that we have already got involved in. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Precious metals rebounded sharply Tuesday as the dollar slumped and geopolitical tensions continued to feed traders' need for a safe haven investment. Gold closed up $11.30 to $631.20 an ounce. Silver rose 74 cents to $12.54 an ounce. Gold may rise to $6,000 an ounce, says Mark Faber. Faber told investors to bail out of stocks before the 87 crash and began recommending commodities in 2001. And now this.
Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. 5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Discover why gold rules.
Recently on the Derry Brownfield Show, we talked with Charlie Stewart about his DVD, Alternative Power Video, and how he and his family have built their own house and live off the grid using solar power and biodiesel.
Jeff, there are no power lines whatsoever on our place here. Our plan was never from day one to be hooked up to the electric company. I have no electrical training, no framing, no building, no plumbing, no heating, none of that kind of training whatsoever. I just had a desire. I just wanted to do it. We're now in our sixth year. It has been the most satisfying thing I think I've ever done in my entire life, and it just gives me so much joy. I want to share it with anybody and everybody that will listen to me.
Alternative Power Video in DVD format only is 70 minutes long for just $24.95. To order, send check, cash, or money order to Power Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, go to alternativepowervideo.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says a key ring is a handy little gadget that allows you to lose all your keys at once. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. I'm talking about the real reason behind this animal identification program. And let's go back to this World Animal Health Organization, the OIE. Like I said, it's similar to our USDA, but it's a global organization. And involved in this, they have a publication called the Terrestrial Animal Health Standards Commission. Now, the letter that I have here says that there are a lot of inaccurate websites. If this is inaccurate, it's coming from these foreign governments. I don't know, it's coming from the World Animal Health Organization, but it's coming right off of their website, and you can get it just by going to Terrestrial, you know, land-loving, Terrestrial Animal Health Standards Commission. And it gives information that we're getting here at the present time. Page 41 of that information The competent authority in partnership with relevant government agencies in the private sector should establish a legal framework for the implementation and enforcement of animal identification and animal traceability. Now, that's what this is all about. And if you have read, and I suggest you get a copy of the USDA's actual documents on this thing, if you read their draft plan, you'll see that all this is in there, okay? Now, the European Union, the EU, has already declared that their animal identification requirements are in line with both Codex and the OIE. So they fell right in line, and that is what our Department of Agriculture wants us to do. Remember, we will not be able to trade in agricultural commodities with these other countries if we don't do this, all right? Let's go on. The United States has already signed these documents with these member nations. So we are a member, so we are involved. And as a member, we must harmonize, all right, if we are to trade in agricultural goods. It's plain and it's simple if you get the facts and you get the figures and you can get them all. We have most of them here. Doreen has all of them there. She's written a white paper on this, and I give her 100% of the credit for putting all of this together. Okay. As I said, the dictate is coming directly from the OIE, the World Animal Health Organization, which is an offshoot of the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, the FAO. And since the United States has signed these documents creating membership in these foreign alliances, the U.S. is obligated to create an animal identification program, and that's what they're trying to cram down our throats now. Now, let's go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Hi, Fred. You're on the air.
Hi, Dari. Could you tell me what OIE exactly stands for?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
That's what I said. I tried to explain that in the beginning. I have no idea why they call it the OIE, because it doesn't fit what it goes
maybe
along
maybe
with.
It's in French, and that's why the O is
well,
first.
Well, it's a very good
like
possibility.
It's first, you know. Sometimes they would do that in French or Spanish. But the thing I'm calling about is that there's been a trend for, 50 years or more since the UN Charter passed, which was to basically drag countries into what's called conventions. And the average person either thinks that there is a treaty governing a part of his life, or there isn't a treaty governing a part of his life. He doesn't know or understand about these things called conventions. You can have a conference where a representative, not even a ambassador, will agree to principles. And if enough people at a conference agree to principles, they're basically agreeing to a convention. It can be something that can be added to continuously. It can be like an ongoing piece of legislation where the representatives think they're just agreeing to things in principle, something that would be nice at some future date to have happen. But they're actually agreeing to more concrete things than that.
Well, you know,
so
it's
the way that these things come about that is just as important.
Hold on just a minute. I have been to some of these world conferences. I was in Argentina back there when the United Nations held a conference on the world climatic conditions. And these people, the individuals that are there are generally all of one breed to begin with. In other words, at this climatic thing, practically everybody there was looking for the Kyoto Protocol. They were all for it. So the people that go to these things, and to my knowledge, I think most of them are invitational, it's cut and dried before they get there.
So very heavily pro-bureaucracy, they're pro-regulation, and they do not look at an alternative to accomplish something that might be needed, like private property, the way that people generally do want to protect their land, and they'll do it a thousand times more efficiently than having a dictate come down to them to protect their land in a certain way. They'll do it because they want their land to be worth more. That's why private property is a more efficient way to take care of land.
Okay, but let's stay on this animal ID thing. I thought you were going to tell us that people that are involved in these things are not necessarily our ambassadors, but they are people with a plan that signed these treaties.
Yeah, remember the Convention on the Rights of the Child that was controversy, and the fact that people like Hillary Clinton were very much in favor of this. You had an ongoing convention that seemed to commit ourselves, the U.S., to all kinds of rights that I don't think that anybody in the government wanted to do, because they you don't really get to see what you're committing to before you actually sign on to it. You don't get to deliberate that. You don't get to modify it. You basically are part of the process, and you don't really have people in Congress looking at this before they are, before the country is committed to something. So it's the process that's just as important, and that explains why this is going on. The process explains everything.
Okay, hey, appreciate your call, Fred. I need to move on here, but you're 100% right. We sign documents, and the people that come back from these meetings don't know what they have signed. We see this all of the time. It's kind of interesting. I saw someone now in Washington, and it's not their idea because this was thought of over 200 years ago, but someone in Washington now, there's some legislator that's going to introduce a bill that will require that the bill be read before the entire legislature before it can be voted upon. Well, see, that would eliminate these thousands of pages of documents like we see all of the time. But, you know, one of our founding fathers had that same idea, and I can't remember who he was, but he said every bill he wanted it read three times before both houses of Congress before it was voted on. You see, that would change a whole lot of things if those people that do our legislative work knew what they were voting on. But let's go back to the animal ID thing, and I think, and I have several of... Doreen's white paper is great, but it's taken me really 2 days to get the meat out of her white paper into this document that I just read you today. You can get her white paper. She is on her email is Animal Waitress, like a waitress in a restaurant, animalwaitress@yahoo.com. Simple as that. And I will, Jeff, we can put this real reason for animal ID on our website if you want us to, because I think it's something that everybody needs to have in their hands. Now, Ray Cuneo has done a tremendous amount of research on this animal ID. For those of you that know Ray, he has a mind that I'd give anything if I could remember things like he does. But he has memorized that information that comes from Washington. And he says when people, just like this individual, Bradley Conant or whatever, the Lawrence County Farm Bureau member, I'd like to know if he's actually read the draft plan, the strategic plan that comes from Washington, along with all of the other information that goes along with that plan. If they have read that, how can they possibly be for this? And I'm going to throw out an invitation to anybody out there today that has read all of the information coming from Washington, read it, studied it. If you would like to debate, Ray Cuneo said, you get somebody on there. He said, I'd love to debate these people with their own literature. So, Bradley, if you'd like to be on the air with us, we can arrange that. Ray said, anytime you can get somebody on there to debate with him, he wants to do it. Now, let's take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
The Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
And we have returned. Now, in Texas, and if you're a regular listener, you've heard me, I have the Texas bill, the original Texas bill that was drafted in Texas following the rules and regulations coming down from Washington concerning NAIS. And in Texas, they drafted this bill. I don't know if you can still get it off of their Texas website or not. But I have a copy of it here if anybody really wants it. The Texas Advisory Committee on this animal health thing got this bill passed, and it was to the point that if a little lady living in an apartment had a canary, that she was going to have to get a premise ID. And people really got upset about this thing, and there's a move on in Texas now. Now, and by the way, this passed the House, the Senate, and was signed into law. It is a law in Texas right now, that ridiculous bill that was passed. Now there's the Texas Sunset Advisory Committee. They're holding public hearings. They'll be on May the 2nd and 3rd concerning the Texas Animal Health Commission. They want to actually just do away with the entire commission. And they go on to say, this is your opportunity to express your outrage regarding animal ID and to help me in getting rid of a state agency that's been harassing animal owners for decades. The Sunset Commission will offer the renewal bill. Apparently they're trying to stifle that bill that was first passed, but we may be able to pull off a victory by convincing them to let the Texas Animal Health Commission just sunset in 2007. Anyhow, the Texans are they got plumb upset about what they and see here again. Nobody knew what it was until it was passed and signed into law. And then they started hearing, well, let me see that law. And then when they saw all of the stupid things that was involved, and in fact, in Florida, they've already have the law. I don't know whether it's the entire law or not, but it has to do with racehorses or horses. And they call it the horse passport in Florida, and they have 20-some checkpoints along Florida's highways. So every time you move an animal, a horse, I guess you'd have to unload him, or I don't know what you do, because they're going to check him to make sure that, and that all this information has to be kept. Just like 4-H, somebody in 4-H, if they take a calf to a 4-H show, or a rabbit to a 4-H show, they're going to have to file, you know, with the government, hey, I'm moving my rabbit, and I'm taking it to the fair. And it's going to be commingled with these other animals. What does commingled mean? I don't know, but it's in that NASIS thing. They talk about commingling, yet they don't tell you what commingling means. Do you commingle your horse if you take it to a trail ride or to a horse show? Is that commingling? I know what commingling cattle are. You start off a bunch of cattle. A buyer sits there and buys cattle. He puts all of these cattle he bought today in pen 2, 3, 4. Put a little X on them or something, and then those cattle are commingled with other cattle coming from other places. But to commingle a rabbit at a pet at a county fair, I don't know. Anyhow, they plumb upset about it in Texas. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephone. Bruce in Illinois. Hi, Bruce. You're on the air.
Yeah, Derry. Hey, you know, the reason why I sent you that letter that the Farm Bureau sent me.
Right.
I actually believe that, I believe these Farm Bureau people are good people, but I think that they are so horribly uninformed because, you know, we have documents. I have documents from the USDA. I've got the woman's white paper that you're talking about. But, you know, Derry, I want to challenge everyone out there. If you can go to Studio C or to your website, DerryBrownfield.com, and if Jeff can put up some links or put up these documents, and the people get these documents. I'm asking everyone to take these documents to the Farm Bureau, to the National Cattle and Beef Association, to these livestock trade groups, and to show them the documentation so that they can see the facts of the information that we're putting out. What do you think?
Very thoughtful of you. Yes, you're 100% right. And like, you know, I've worn out the old comment, but hey, don't believe me. I don't want you to believe me. I want you to look for yourself, because the information is out there. And Ray Cuneo is serious about this. He has studied and he has documented everything. And he said, I want to debate somebody on this issue, but I won't debate anybody that has not read the USDA information.
Well, Derry, you know, I'm also the guy that sent you the information about the Illinois Livestock Program Director, was the guy that was the co-chair of the first National Animal ID seminar or thing that they had there in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
About 15 years ago. And I'm actually going to take this, and I'm going to make a challenge now to the Farm Bureau. And I'm going to see if I can't arrange, because I wrote letters to them, so they have your contact information. But I'm going to see if I can't arrange that debate and see if I can't get somebody to contact you. And let's see if we can't debate this with Ray. And let's put this thing to rest. Because I think if people can be informed, we can turn this around and stop it. Otherwise, we're going to lose our sovereignty, and we're literally going to lose our nation.
Okay, I appreciate your call, Bruce, but we're going to run out of time here, and I want to quote Doreen. Here's what she writes. She said, "Is it abundantly clear that through these international entanglements, our officials are both legislating and regulating our God-given and constitutionally guaranteed rights away in the name of international trade and globalization? These officials have agreed to implement a plan that is destructive to our nation's existence, as well as our freedom to feed ourselves without intense surveillance. Is our freedom for sale in the global market? Is selling beef to Japan important enough to throw our Constitution and our children's future into the trash can? Can we not support ourselves agriculturally with the excellent controls we already have in place?" And then I quote here George Washington. George Washington was leaving office in 1796. He'd served two terms as president of the United States, of course the first president, but a lot of young people today that have gone to our government-run schools probably don't know that George Washington was our first president. But anyway, they know a lot about Elvis and a few other high-ranking Americans. But George Washington warned us in 1796 when he gave his farewell address. He told us to steer clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world. Did you get that? He said he understood all this. He could see what was going to happen because he knew about globalization. He said we must steer clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world. At the same time, Thomas Jefferson stated in 1801 in his inaugural address, he just mentions entangling alliances with none. And that's exactly what we have done. We have gotten so entangled with these other countries that they actually dictate what goes on here in the United States of America. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near and far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of man. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where to get?
Happy trails to you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.